Paul Kane teacher back in court May 16. A Paul Kane high school teacher charged with sexual exploitation and making child pornography will be back in court mid-May. The court date for Bryce Hughes, 28, of Edmonton, was adjourned until May 16 at the case management office at St. Albert Provincial Court. Hughes was charged on March 31 with agreeing to or arranging a sexual offense against a child, making sexually explicit material available to a child, making child pornography, and possession of child pornography. Breach of no contact order results in fine. A woman with Saskatchewan license plates was fined for breaching a no contact order in St. Albert in early April. Larissa Spyglass pleaded guilty to one count of failure to comply with release order conditions in a telephone appearance at St. Albert Provincial Court on April 25. Spyglass was ordered by Judge Michelle Collinson to pay a $500 fine by October 31, 2022, after a joint submission by the Crown and Duty Council. Collinson said the fine was slightly higher, as the breach occurred within a few weeks of the no-contact order. According to the agreed statement of facts read out by the Crown, on April 2, 2022, at 7:30 p.m. RCMP observed a white Dodge Journey with Saskatchewan license plates. Police ran the plates and found Spyglass had a pending matter at the Lloydminster Saskatchewan Provincial Court which had resulted in a no-contact order with a male on March 14, 2021. Spyglass was sitting in the truck with a male in the passenger seat and a child in the back seat. RCMP conducted a traffic stop to ensure her release conditions were being honored. The male passenger was identified as the individual she was not to be in contact with. Spyglass was arrested for breaching her order conditions. Collinson said mitigating factors for Spyglass included that she pleaded guilty at first appearance and was remorseful and accountable. Aggravating factors included how close in time the breach occurred to the order, which showed a disregard for the court order. Collinson said jail would be considered the next time Spyglass breached her release order. "Good luck, Ms. Spyglass," said Collinson. Impaired driver's sentencing held over until June. An Edmonton man who represented himself showed up late for sentencing after sleeping in on Monday. Michaele Chuico had pleaded guilty to impaired driving and was set to be sentenced at St. Albert Provincial Court on April 25. Judge Michelle Collinson decided to hold over sentencing until June 20 to allow Chuico one more opportunity to prepare a pre-sentence report. Chuico appeared in person at the court and Collinson asked for an explanation as to why he was not present at court at 9:30 a.m. Chuico stated he slept in as he works nights. Collinson then said the pre-sentencing report had not been prepared and asked if he was prepared to waive it. Chuico asked the judge what a pre-sentencing report was. Collinson explained the report would provide background information and would make recommendations on suitable sentencing and services that might be of aid to an individual. "What is your excuse for not making contact with the probation officer to do that?" Collinson asked. "I had no direction on how to do that," Chuico said. Collinson then read a letter from probation about their inability to contact him. The pre-sentencing report was ordered on February 7, and it was to be returned by April 25. A probation officer attempted to contact Chuico four times by phone or mail and he never responded. It was found his address was missing the suite number. Chuico said he did not return the calls as he receives too many of them and he works nights. Collinson said she was prepared to give him one more opportunity given that he is representing himself.